Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today we have a great lesson for you.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. We have a great show for you today. Our topic is activities.
And our title is Let's Ride Bikes. Let's Ride Bikes. Peter, when you go bike riding, do you take many breaks?
Not usually, unless I am going up very steep hills.
Oh, well, that's okay. Well, if you go on a long bike ride, you should take a few breaks. Well, let's begin our lesson. Here's Peter with our Read It.
The waterfall trail is really steep, but people take breaks to rest. Alex and Ben stopped to let Ben catch his breath. Then they went on to the waterfall near the top of the mountain. Ben hit a rock and fell off his bike. He hurt his ankle. It's not very painful, but he had to walk down the mountain.
Thanks, Peter. Wow, poor Ben. He fell off his bike while on the waterfall trail. Peter, you ride your bike all the time. Do you ever fall off your bike?
Not normally, but if I am on a mountain trail, it is easier to fall off your bike. You can really get hurt that way.
Yes, you can. When I first learned how to ride a bike, I fell off all the time. But after practicing and practicing, I never fell. But I haven't been on a bike in a long time. So if I try to ride a bike again, I might fall and hurt myself. All right, well, let's get started with our keywords.
Ben 和 Alex 骑车到山上去看瀑布，不过山坡的路真的很陡。形容词陡峭或者是很斜的就是 steep. The trail is really steep. 因为山路真的是不好骑，所以 Ben 想要停一下喘口气。他说 I need to catch my breath.名词 breath 就是气息，一口气的意思。他们要看到的瀑布是在靠近山顶的地方。The waterfall is near the top of the mountain. 接续词 near 是指在什么附近的意思。结果 Ben 的单车被石头绊倒， Ben 的脚踝受伤了。He hurt his ankle. 脚踝是 ankle。Ben 说脚虽然不是很痛，但是他只能推车下山了。形容词疼痛的是 painful. It's not very painful. 最后 Ben 说我们下次还是去河边骑好了。
Are you going biking with Alex and Ben on Saturday?
I think so. They plan to bike the waterfall trail. It's fun to ride.
It's really steep.
I know, but...We'll take a lot of breaks as we ride.
That trail is also dangerous. There are so many rocks on it, you can get a flat tire.
We'll be all right. We'll be careful.
Susie and Rob talk about the bike ride on Saturday. Alex and Ben will ride on the waterfall trail. Rob says, it's fun to ride.This is a great sentence. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about it. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point, and I know that you all are very excited. It's adjective to do something. For example, it's nice to walk in the park, or...It's scary to ride down that hill. This grammar point is very important, so make sure that you use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, let's practice by making a few sentences together. It's fun to fly on airplanes.
Yes, it is. Here's another one. It's too wet to go outside.Can you think of another sentence? Give it a try.
So, Rob thinks the waterfall trail is fun to ride on, But Susie doesn't think so. She says it's really steep.
Steep? That sounds scary. When something is steep, it's almost straight up and down. Peter, do you know something that is steep?
Well, I do. The stairs are very steep. When you look down, you see how scary it is being so high up on those stairs.
That's right. That's why you should always hold on to the handrail. So, have you ever been on a roller coaster? The very first drop is always very steep. It feels like you're falling straight down, but it's a lot of fun.
The waterfall trail is steep and dangerous. You can get a flat tire. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
Susie 觉得骑山路真的不是个好主意。上山的路有很多的石头，一不小心可能就会爆胎。她说 ,You can get a flat tire. 趣味 ,a flat tire, 一个平的轮胎。英文就是用 a flat tire 来表达爆胎或者是轮胎漏气。现在我们要来看 can 这个字，它其实可以有很多不同的意思和用法。比如第一个就是表示可能怎么样。You can get a flat tire. He can lose the game.他可能会输那场比赛。Can 也可以表示可以。He can come to dinner today. Can you help me? 还有就是当有能力做某件事的意思。He can run very fast. She can fix the computer for you. 这个小小的字用途很多哦。
Thank you, Christina.Now, you can get a flat tire when you ride too fast or if you ride on something that is sharp, like a piece of glass.
That's right. I hope our friends don't get flat tires. They are not fun at all. Well, let's find out how our friends are doing. Let's watch Conversation B.
Let's stop for a minute, Alex. I need to catch my breath.
Okay. I like the view from up here. It's beautiful.
How far is the waterfall now?
We have to ride 2 more miles.
Wow! 2 more miles? I'm getting tired.
You can make it. The waterfall is near the top of the mountain.
And we can rest there.
Ben and Alex are on the trail, but Ben needs to stop for a minute. He needs to catch his breath.
When you exercise for a very long time, you will probably have to catch your breath because you are feeling tired.
That's right. You need to catch your breath when you're playing basketball or running around the park or biking up a hill or... I'm losing my breath. I'm so tired.
Peter,
talking about this.
We're in the middle of an English lesson. We have lots to do.
But I'm getting tired.
Oh, Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm getting tired.
I'm getting tired. 我累了。
Want to take a walk, Grandpa?
No, I'm getting tired.
Want to watch a movie?
No, I'm getting tired.
Want to play a game?
No, I'm getting tired.
What do you want to do? Sleep.
I'm getting tired.
I'm getting tired. 我累了。
What a fun calendar phrase! So, if you are feeling tired, you can say, I'm feeling tired. Most of us say this after we had a long day at school or work. We also say this when we are feeling sick.
Alex is trying to help Ben. He says, you can make it. The waterfall is near the top of the mountain. Let's learn more about this sentence with Christina.
瀑布是在靠近山顶的地方。The waterfall is near the top of the mountain. 一般要表达顶端最上面的这个位置，就要用片语 the top of something. 比如 Madeline lives at the top of the hill. Madeline 住在山上。或者 Let's take the elevators to the top of Taipei 101. 我们搭电梯到101的顶楼吧。另外如果是要讲底部或者是最下面的，就用 at the bottom of something. 比如 Please sign your name at the bottom of the page. 请在这一页的最下面签下你的名字。或者 The boat is at the bottom of the sea. 那艘船在海底。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, right now I am standing on top of a box. The box is below me. I am on top. Hey, Peter, I'm taller than you.
Yeah, but just by a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Well, maybe, when you do your homework, where do you write your name?You write it on the top.
Yes, you do. And I think we've all done that. All right, well, Ben and Alex make it to the top of the mountain. We'll find out what happens next after the break. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, today we learned... Peter? You look way too comfortable right now. Why are you sitting down? Peter?
What?
What's going on? Why are you sitting down?
We were taking a break. I thought I was... Sorry.
Well, you know what, Peter? I have some news for you. Our break is over. You can take as many breaks after the show. Friends, let's learn more. Let's go to Conversation C.
I'm sorry about your ankle, Ben.
It's not very painful, but I can't ride my bike. I have to walk down the mountain.
That's okay. We're not in a hurry.
I was looking at the view...and not at the trail. So I hit that big rock.
And fell off your bike.
Yes. Ouch. Next time, let's ride the river trail.
Oh no. Ben is not doing well at all. He hurt his ankle.
Poor Ben, if he hurts his ankle, that means he can't really do anything. It's really hard to exercise when your ankle is hurt.
Yeah. Now we all have two ankles. We use our ankles to run, to ride bikes, and to do many other things. So Peter, where are our ankles?
Oh, that's an easy question to answer. Your ankles are right here above your foot.
Oh,It looks like...
This is one ankle. Here's the other ankle.
It looks like Peter has strong ankles. You work out a lot, Peter, right? Well, Ben hurts his ankle, but it's not very painful. That's a good thing.
When something is painful, it hurts. If you get a shot at the doctor's office or you hurt yourself during exercise, it can be painful.
Yes, it can.Well, one time I got stung by a bee. It was very painful.
Oh, so then what did you do about it?
Well, I put ice on it to make it feel better.
That's good. That will help the pain, and probably Ben will have to ice his ankle after today. Ben's ankle is not very painful, but he still can't ride his bike, so he needs to walk down the mountain.
Well, that's okay because Alex is not in a hurry. But if you are in a hurry, that means you want to go somewhere very quickly. I can say, I'm in a hurry to go shopping.
I say this to my friends when I am late. I'll say, sorry, I have to go. I'm in a hurry. And I do apologize. We need to hurry because we need to review our keywords. Let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Steep. Steep. I can't walk fast. This trail is steep.
Breath. Breath. Take a big breath of air.
Near. Near. The candy store is near the school.
Ankle. Ankle. My ankle hurts, so I can't walk well.
Painful. Painful. I have a painful headache. All right, friends, make sure to review and practice those keywords. Right now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Are you going biking with Alex and Ben on Saturday?
I think so. They plan to bike the waterfall trail. It's fun to ride.
It's really steep.
I know, but we'll take a lot of breaks as we ride.
That trail is also dangerous. There are so many rocks on it, you can get a flat tire.
We'll be all right. We'll be careful.
Let's stop for a minute, Alex. I need to catch my breath.
Okay. I like the view from up here. It's beautiful.
How far is the waterfall now?
We have to ride 2 more miles.
Wow! 2 more miles? I'm getting tired.
You can make it. The waterfall is near the top of the mountain.
And we can rest there.
I'm sorry about your ankle, Ben.
It's not very painful, but I can't ride my bike. I have to walk down the mountain.
That's okay. We're not in a hurry.
I was looking at the view and not at the trail. So I hit that big rock.
And fell off your bike.
Yes! Ouch! Next time, let's ride the river trail.
Hooray, Ginger, we did it!
The waterfall trail was too steep.
But we took breaks and we rested.
I needed to stop and catch my breath.
Yeah, the waterfall was nice, wasn't it?
I rode to the top of the mountain.
Well, that was fun, right?
It was painful. I hit a rock and I hurt my ankle.
But we made it home.
Yeah, I had to walk home. I'm very upset, Monkey Man.
Ginger, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better soon. I'll go get you a banana, okay?
A banana? I feel better already.
I thought you would.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm going on a trip for a few days. I'm going to stay in a big city, so I need to make a hotel reservation. When is my trip? It's a couple of months from now, but it's never too soon to make a hotel reservation.
When you want to stay overnight somewhere, you should make a hotel reservation. That means you reserve a room. If you don't reserve a hotel room, you may have problems. You will pay more for your room, or there might not be any rooms. Making a reservation is easy. You can do it online or on the phone. First, decide which hotel you want to stay in. You can read about hotels online. You can read reviews of them to see how people like them. You can also see where the hotel is. You may want to be in the city center, or you may want a hotel near the airport. When you decide on the hotel, you can visit the hotel's website. You can see if the hotel has any rooms for the dates of your stay. You can also see the cost. Sometimes you can get a better price if you pay for your room in advance. Or sometimes the hotel may have a special rate. You can learn about all their specials online. You can also choose the kind of room you want. Do you want one bed or two? Do you want breakfast with your room? Once you decide on those things, you can make your reservation. All you need is a credit card. Then the hotel will keep your room for you until you check in.
There, I made my hotel reservation. I reserved a 4-star hotel for 3 nights. And the hotel had a special. I can get a free breakfast with my room. I hope the hotel is nice. I'm looking forward to my vacation. See you next time, everyone.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed today's show, and maybe you're thinking about going biking today. Marie, would you like to go biking? I know you don't normally go, but I'm giving you the invitation today.
Really? Actually, I haven't rode a bike in a long time.
Great, so we're going to go on a steep, dangerous mountain trail. You're going to love it, but just don't get hurt, okay?
Okay, you know what, Peter? I don't think I'm going to go anymore. I'm going to go another time.
Oh, like later today. That's great. I have your bike ready. Don't worry about a thing. It will be great. Well, friends, I'm glad you joined us today, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.